This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Prisoners at a penitentiary in the Ecuadorian city of Cuenca are holding hostage 50 guards and 7 police officers, according to Interior Minister Juan Zapata on Thursday. At a news conference in Quito, he said, quote, "We are concerned about the safety of our officials." South Korea's foreign minister said on Friday it has imposed sanctions on 5 North Korean individuals and 1 company over Pyongyang's launch of a space rocket. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has set price ceilings for rice, according to his office on Friday, to keep the cost of the national staple down. People in Singapore will be going to the polls today in a presidential election. The presidency is a nonpartisan post under the Constitution. The city-state's government is actually run by the prime minister. The People's Action Party has ruled Singapore continuously since 1959. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed employees at the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency today after declaring the state of Florida an official emergency disaster area.
There's still some deniers out there in terms of whether or not climate change has anything to do with any of this. And we're going to need a whole hell of a lot more money to deal with emergency appropriations, to deal with all you're taking care of. On the behalf of the country, I want to deliver the heartfelt thanks to the emergency personnel in our communities all across the federal government, including right here, all of you in front of me.
Tropical storm Idalia is headed back out to sea after leaving a trail of flooding and devastation throughout the United States' southeastern portion. It was a major hurricane when it came ashore. This is VOA News. Numerous suitcases and duffel bags of cash have been confiscated from homes of various Gabonese officials, according to state broadcaster Gabon 24 on Thursday. Military officers who overthrew President Ali Bongo continue a drive to incriminate members of his government whom they've accused of being corrupt. Military leaders arrested several of Bongo's cabinet members early Wednesday on accusations ranging from embezzlement to narcotics trafficking. Among them were Bongo's son and former cabinet director, both of whom were present in footage of a raid broadcast by Gabon 24 on Thursday. News services have not been able to confirm a connection with the cash and corruption charges. In part of Ukraine controlled by Russian-installed authorities, the Russians are holding elections. Reuters correspondent Matthew Lara Tanda says they're trying to cement Moscow's authority in what it calls its new territories.
Russia doesn't fully control any of the 4 regions where the votes are being held: Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. They each have governors handpicked by Moscow, all members of President Vladimir Putin's political coalition called United Russia. All of them are now running for full terms in office. Ukrainian officials say the elections are illegal. They say it shows why it's impossible to hold any peace talks with Moscow until Russia withdraws all its troops from Ukrainian territory.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Lauritunda. A deadly record drought in the Horn of Africa has killed vast number of cows and goats and sheep, and a new U.S. charity called Water is Life is helping. Juma Manja reports from Kenya.
The Maasai, like other pastoral communities, depend on livestock as their main source of food and livelihood. They are still reeling from the Horn of Africa's worst drought in 4 decades and its toll on their animals.
It was a 3-year drought, swept a lot of livestock.
A U.S. and Kenyan-based charity is helping vulnerable families in the pastoral communities affected by drought by giving them new cows, goats and sheep, as well as cash, so they can rebuild their lives. The grant program, now in its 2nd year, also provides herders with skills so that they can better cope with the frequent droughts brought on by climate change. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Engong Narok Village, Kenya.
You can get more news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.